This past year, Backroads Bill has taken us on a series of adventures across northeastern Ontario. We've gone waterfall watching, in search of Sasquatch, banding owls, and tracking down tall trees. Right now, Bill is on an adventure of his own. In case you don't know, Bill Steer is founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa, and we've reached him by Skype in Iceland. Hello, Bill Steer.
Good morning, Marcus, from Iceland.
And what are you doing in Iceland?
Well, daughter Allie and I, she attended Limerick U on an articulation agreement with Nipissing University. And, you know, back in grade 8, when we used to have to do those projects, when we had the right to the embassy in Ottawa, I did a project, I think, in grade 8. And I thought, well, here's the time logistically, close to Ireland, hop over, probably a little less expensive to go to Iceland. It's a tourist destination, to be sure. And so here we are venturing out on the back roads, and we've seen a lot of great things over the last 5 days.
And describe the scenery. How does it compare to Northern Ontario?
Well, you know what? The first startling observation is that there's no trees. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for that, because the whole island is volcanic in essence. And over many, many years, there's been countless eruptions and, of course, sea salt. And the island we're right on the Westman Islands. That's so there's probably 5 or 7 volcanoes in the last probably 5 to 7,000 years, and sea salt. So they're very green, lots of grasses and sedges, but not a lot of trees. And so reforestation is a big program here, within the country.
What's been the highlight for you so far?
Well, you know, that whole volcanic landscape, it's very, very stark. At the same time, it's very, very beautiful. You've got the coastal plains and you've got this high relief. And believe it or not, it's very, very mild. I mean, they don't have a lot of snow and the temperatures don't get cold. Those are extremes. And compared to Northern Ontario, we have certainly far more harsh winters. And just to put it in perspective, I mean, Sudbury, North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie is at about 47 degrees north latitude. Our friends in Cochrane are at the 49th parallel, and our friends, the listeners up in the James Bay coast, would be in the 50 degrees north latitude. But we're here at 66 degrees north latitude, and actually we'll be moving more north to almost 70 degrees. But that Gulf Stream effect, and it's more of a temperate climate.
Interesting. Tell me about the people you've met and the culture of Iceland.
Well, the culture of Iceland, they're very, very friendly. I'm sitting right here in Ruth's living room. She's the bread baking lady. And on the Westman Islands, the volcanic eruption in 1973 obviously decimated down. About 400 people had to be evacuated. No loss of life, but they're very, very friendly. And when I interviewed Jan Nahr, the former mayor of Reykjavik, he told me too that people start to learn English probably at the age of 8 or 12, somewhere there in between. Everyone speaks English, and they're very, very friendly. And, of course, very tourist-oriented. They're very, very welcoming, and they want you in their community. So here I am in Ruth's living room, close to the router, to get that internet connection. And after that, we'll go hiking probably up the volcano, the Eldfjall volcano.
Now, are they active at all?
No, these aren't active, but to what you can do, we'll take some bread or bannock-like substance and we'll go up, and Ruth's going to show us where to dig. And the temperature is about 220 degrees. We'll put it in there and something will bake, and we'll take it out of the lava rocks or the soil, and presto. So yeah, they cool down. And that's interesting because Iceland is sustainable in power, hydroelectric and geothermal. But one thing over time, when the lava rocks start to cool down, they've got to make changes to their heating system. So that's kind of interesting in fact. And the whole population is about 310,000, and about 2/3 of the people live in Reykjavik. So it's a very rural country as well.
You sent a few photos, one featuring a nice Icelandic horse, I think by the name of Sven, is that right?
That was the name of the day. And horses, a lot of those horses are exported to Germany because the breed of horses is very popular and very hardy. You see them out in all the fields, and that's one thing. And of course, you've got that dramatic background. In that particular photo, there's a glacier in the background. And of course, we know about glaciers and the melting of glaciers. But still, that's that whole interesting landscape that you see out there. And of course, the mayor, Jan Nahr, gave us a couple of scoops. One, he might run for president again. I should say run for president. He was the mayor in a couple of years' time. And the second one, the next, we're all enamored with Star Wars right now. And apparently the advanced crew is scouting out the set for the next Star Wars movie here in Iceland.
Wow. Well, yeah, just in time for Christmas, the latest Star Wars film is out. How do they celebrate Christmas in Iceland?
Yeah, they've got some, we grew up on that Coca-Cola Santa, but here they have the 13 Santas, and they're kind of evil in a sense. You've got to be good or you'll end up with a potato in your shoe. So you've got to make sure if you're naughty or nice, certainly on the long term. And so Christmas Eve is really tonight is a very important evening. They start to decorate the tree and then tomorrow evening. And they have lots of traditions. One is they exchange books or they get a new book or you must get a new piece of clothing. Or that will be you've got to have good fortune to start the year with a new piece of clothing.
So what are you doing to celebrate Christmas? So will you be there, Bill?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to try to hike up the volcano on Christmas Eve, and that'll be something special because the scenery is really, really fantastic. So I think that's in the cards, and we're here on the Westman Islands for a few days. So it's nice to work out of a base camp, so to speak, to explore those back roads. And, of course, you get all the information, and off you go for the day. The other interesting thing is it's dark till about 10 or 10:30 a.m. in the morning. So you start your day probably moving to a destination in the dark, and the days are very short because of the tilting of the earth.
Of course. All right. Well, enjoy the few hours of light that you get. The days are getting longer now.
The days, yes, we celebrated the solstice, and so the days are getting longer by every few minutes. And I've practiced this about 10 times. Gleithi Leos, that's Merry Christmas in Icelandic. It was close. Ruth is looking at me with her eye.
All right.
That's close enough. And Bill, Merry Christmas to all there in Eastern Ontario.
Thanks so much, and thanks for checking in. Really appreciate it. You take care.
All right. Thanks, Marcus.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. That's Backroads Bill Steer from the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, celebrating Christmas with his daughter in Iceland this year.